This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. This is the podcast for CEOs of private equity and venture capital funded firms and startups. The discussion today is about origin stories and mission speak. And again, these are a favorite of the private equity community. They're a favorite of founders. And one of the things I will talk about today, and I hate to offend people, I'll try and go easy, is this concept of the inauthentic origin story, the inauthentic mission speak. There's probably, to me, very little that's less appealing than hearing somebody give me their origin story and having that origin story seem just like so inauthentic. And I can't, of course, always judge. But when somebody tells me the reason that I'm in revenue cycle is because my cousin had cancer and that really drove me into revenue cycle, I often find that just doesn't sound authentic to me. And that's fine. The challenge of things not sounding authentic is that sooner or later, if you're not telling an authentic origin story, there's nothing wrong with, we wanted to get in business, we're trying to build a company, we're trying to do this, we saw a problem that needed to be solved. The better, the more authentic, the better. The mission speak is another thing that sort of in some ways makes me nuts. You'll hear a college football coaches, the top five college football coaches now are now making almost $10 million a year apiece. The guy who took over at USC, Nick Saban, Brian Kelly, all making literally $9.5 to $10 million a year. And that's before endorsements, before everything else. And when you talk about, I'm really here because I love to teach and coach kids. I'm really here for the betterment of the kids. It just is, there may be some truth to that, but there's a lot more to that. I'm there because I love coaching. I love building things. I love being the star. I want to win a title. But this concept that it's all about the kids, when the kids often end up being quite fungible to these guys, strikes me as sort of inauthentic mission speak sometimes, and not always. Some people are very authentic about it. But this concept that sort of come into the world of sort of startups and private equity funded firms, where everybody needs this beautiful origin story, everybody needs this beautiful mission speak. We do this because we're trying to improve all of healthcare. Well, maybe, but more likely because you had a great business idea that people really need and that can really improve healthcare is probably more true. You were trying to build a great business. I think your investors invested in it, probably not because you were trying to solve health equity, though you might be, but because you were trying to build a great business that has lots of positive impact. And so, again, origin stories, mission speak, all fantastic. I do take a skeptical eye to some of them that I hear, and I hope I've not offended anybody or offended anybody too much. It just is a fascinating subject, and I'm a big fan of people in their mission, in their origin story. The best mission speak, the best origin stories are those that are truly authentic origin stories and mission speak. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Podcast. We'll be back with more tomorrow. Thank you for listening.